The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is preparing for the fight of his political life this weekend in the lead-up to next Tuesday's spill motion. This morning, much of the political commentary is focused, or seems to be focused, on who is likely to win a leadership ballot rather than should there in fact even be one. In a moment, we'll cross to our political correspondent in Canberra, James Glenday, to get the very latest on how the numbers are stacking up. But before that, much of the backbench criticism of Tony Abbott is that he's out of step and losing touch with everyday Australians. So what do voters in Mr. Abbott's electorate now think about their local member, the Prime Minister? Our reporter Bridget Brennan spoke with residents at Manly and the Prime Minister's seat of Warringah on Sydney's northern beaches.
I'm all for him, no matter what. I don't believe any father of three children is out of touch with the ordinary voter. I think he's just a man that's misunderstood, but he has the best interests of all Australians at heart.
I think a lot of people have lost confidence in him, yes, absolutely.
What about in the electorate? What do you think the mood is here?
I think he'll still have support, but I just wonder whether that's support for the Liberal Party rather than the leader.
He made a great effort to win the election. He has tried and he's now listening, and I think we need someone there like him that will try and keep on getting the budget down.
Some of the criticism has been around his so-called captain's call on the knighthood of Prince Philip. What did you think of the decision?
Well, I don't think he should have done it, but I don't think it's a big issue enough to call for his head. They've got the knives out and really everyone should just wait to see what happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think he could probably do better.
Look,
he's like our George Bush, isn't he?
He's not.
It's like we got a George Bush, you wouldn't trust him with a pair of scissors.
That's right.
Let alone the economy of a country.
I think he needs to move on.
I think Tony Abbott's doing a fair job. I wouldn't say he's doing a good job. I think he's doing a fair job. He's done some really silly things. Obviously not listening to his backbench.
Some of the criticism has been around him not being a Prime Minister for the people. What would you say?
I'd definitely say he's a Prime Minister for the people. He gets in the cold face. When he gets it wrong, at least he admits he's wrong, you know? Hopefully he gets something right soon.
Did you support Tony Abbott when he won the Prime Ministership?
Yes, I did.
And he lost your confidence?
He has. Because of those captain's picks that he's made, I think a knighthood was just an odd thing to do.
Before he became Prime Minister, he was really part of this community. He was a he used to do his time on the beach as, you know, the lifesavers, and he helped a lot of people. So I can't say that he wasn't and he's out of touch, because he was part of everything here.
And there are some thoughts from residents in the electorate of Warringah, the Prime Minister's electorate, speaking to our reporter Bridget Brennan.